For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Jurors didn't reach a verdict in the Paul Manafort financial fraud trial and were sent home for the weekend. In a revelation that stunned the courtroom, Judge T.S. Ellis said he has received threats while he's presided over the case and that he's now being protected by U.S. Marshals. When news organizations asked him to make jurors' names part of the public record, he declined for their safety. President Trump weighed in on his one-time campaign chairman's case.
I think the whole Manafort trial is very sad. When you look at what's going on there, I think it's a very sad day for our country.
Manafort is charged with 18 felony counts here and tax evasion in a separate case. He has steadfastly refused to cooperate with the probe into Russian meddling in the 2016 election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You remember how on the Phil Harris show, Frankie Remley always knew a guy that could get you a deal, that could hook you up? Guess what? I'm that guy right now, and I'm going to do that for you. You've heard me talk about for the last year how my sleep's improved dramatically with my pillow. It really has changed my life. I want you to feel how great I feel. I'm hooking you up. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can get four pillows for about the price of a single MyPillow. How? Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, click on the four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows like I sleep on every night, two go-anywhere pillows that are travel size. You can take them anywhere. 100% machine washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. You don't like it, return it. Why buy just one when you can get the four-pack special? Use my discount code USA. Go to 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA and do it now.
Authorities in West Palm Beach, Florida, say a shooting outside a high school football game in which two men were wounded had nothing to do with the school or with the game. Sheriff Rick Bradshaw.
The bad guys in this were not there to shoot students. They were not there to go in and randomly kill a bunch of people. They know who they were looking for. They just happened to be able to find them on the perimeter of that football game.
The shooting last night caused panic at the game at Palm Beach Central High School, including some injuries as people fled the stadium in chaos. President Barack Obama says former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan embodied the mission of the United Nations like few others. Annan has died at age 80. Michael Miller is with the UN office at Geneva Director General.
It is really bad for the world. We have lost the moral voice of the world today. It's bad for the world in so many other ways. He was a peacemaker. He was always in the forefront of trying to help people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Funeral and memorial services are planned for Aretha Franklin, who died Thursday at age 76. The funeral will be held in her hometown in Detroit on the 31st. The viewing will take place August 28th and 29th at the Charles H. Wright Museum for African American History. The service for the family and friends will be at the Greater Grace Temple the following day. There's also word that there will be a public tribute event in November at Madison Square Garden in New York, produced by the legendary Clive Davis. A young woman is charged with reckless endangerment after pushing her friend off a bridge. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
You've probably seen the video over and over again on national television news of the 18-year-old woman pushing her 16-year-old friend off a bridge in Vancouver, Washington, into water 60 feet below. Taylor Smith says she and a bunch of friends gathered at the bridge to dive off. Jordan Holgerson decided not to jump, and Smith pushes her anyway. Holgerson suffered broken ribs and punctured lungs. She's now home. Smith tells ABC News Holgerson wanted to be pushed, but she has apologized several times.
At the beginning, she was very, "You're fine. I know you didn't mean to hurt me." And then now she just doesn't answer.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.